This is What Does It Profit? And I'm your host, Dr. Dawn. Yep, we're in summer school. But let me tell you, it's not summer school for those who've failed. It's summer school for those who want to catch up and for those who want to get ahead. Every 2 weeks throughout the summer, we'll look back on lessons learned and be reminded of those who've been on the journey with us. Remember, season 3 was all about making change right where you are. Let's take a listen to Dan Conant, founder and CEO of Solar Holler in Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Really wanted to flip the script and make it so that solar was going first on the organizations that needed it most, and wanted to avoid a situation where it was just country club folks getting it.
Dan told us about how Solar Holler wants to not only bring renewable energy to coal country, but to provide green energy to those communities in West Virginia that need it most. Solar Holler is one of the first benefit corporations in West Virginia. This approach works when businesses have the freedom to manage to their mission. Let's crack open the books. School's now in session. Across 36 states and the District of Columbia, a new type of corporate structure has been adopted. When classified as a benefit corporation, a for-profit business is legally permitted to consider the impact of its business decisions on society and broader stakeholders. This distinction allows businesses to operate for profit while valuing the employees, customers, suppliers, and even the environment. By adopting a broader vision of what business means, balancing between profit and purpose becomes possible. Without this legal structure, corporate managers can be constrained on how they manage and invest the assets of a corporation. This often has come to mean maximizing profits without regard to other important long-term strategic interests of the corporation. Case in point, at the turn of the 20th century, the Dodge brothers, you know, the car guys, were in partnership with Henry Ford. These were the guys working to figure out mass production of automobiles. Here was the problem. When Ford made the bold decision to build a car that even the workers who made the cars could afford, the Dodge brothers sued because Henry dropped the price. Over 100 years later, we have Dan Conant in West Virginia. Dan wants to bring affordable energy to some of the most economically challenged communities in America, and he needs investors to do it. Our episode about Solar Holler tells the story of how Dan took the West Virginia Benefit Corporation law and built an inspiring business that not only serves disinvested communities, but also provides high-quality work to proud workers who see a new energy future in West Virginia. Okay, now the announcements at the end of class. Thanks for hanging in with us this summer. Just to let you in on it, I've spent this summer at the University of San Francisco. Why, you ask, would I want to escape the grueling summer heat of Washington, D.C. to hang out in sweaters and scarves? Well, beyond the obvious, a couple of reasons. First, I'm here working with 18 amazing students from the University of San Francisco to build a teaching and discussion guide for the show so that more of you can understand what we can learn when we look to the human dimension of economic life. Now here's the secret. The second reason I'm here. Thanks to an amazing host on Airbnb, I've been able to burrow deep into the hometown of tech so we can bring you season 4 in September. The theme for our 4th season is the hottest talk on the planet, AI. Artificial intelligence. And here on What Does It Profit, we are going to explore the impact of AI on the world of work and wealth. Your assignment, subscribe and pass the show around so you don't miss these incredible stories. In the meantime, connect with us on LinkedIn. Our new souped-up website will be ready in August, but version 1.0 is still available at What Does It Profit Podcast. Okay, class dismissed. What Does It Profit is a production of the Solidarity Economy Workshop at Georgetown University. The show is hosted by me, Dr. Dawn Carpenter. Jordan Gaspare is our senior producer. Our engineer and designer is Mark Bush. Music for What Does It Profit was composed by Nick Pennington. And special thanks to our WDIP WEDIP summer school interns, Luke McFadden and Abby Trevis. Support for WDIP Summer School is provided by the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University and the Joan and Ralph Lane Center for Catholic Social Thought and Ignatian Tradition at the University of San Francisco. Until next time, you can engage with us on our show page on LinkedIn and learn more about us at whatdoesitprofitpodcast.com. And before I let you go, let me remind you to never stop asking yourself, in the work that you do, the things that you buy, and the investments that you make, what does it profit?